Good morning. We're holding in Chayot and Mechal Chav Dalad, and we did Simon Gimel. We're about to start Simon Dalad. One last point in regards to the correct nusach of Mashi Baruch Umarid Hageshem or Mashi Baruch Umarid Hagoshem. Rav Moshe and the Tshuva says that the correct nusach is Murid Hagoshem, and he says, and historically that was the nusach which was said in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others point out that Al Pi Dikduk the correct nusach would be Murid Hageshem. And this is irregardless of what you say. Those who say Murid Hatal or Murid Hatal is really a separate issue. The two are not tied together, and you could actually say Mashi Baruch Murid Hageshem and see Murid Hatal. So for those who say Murid Hatal, logic should be if you say Geshem, you should say Tal. It's not the end of a thought. But those who say Murid Hatal, one of the explanations is it's referring to the Tal of Tchias HaMesim, so that's really a separate, distinct thought. So the person says Murid Hatal, not as part of the flow of everything else. That would be why Tal would be exceptional and not the same as Geshem. But let's say you do not assume like that, so Murid Hatal and Murid HaGeshem, because Al Pi Dikduk, this is not really the end point of Sanan Esnachta or a Seif Pasuk. And therefore the word Geshem and Tal should remain as is, not Goshem and Tal. That being said, Rav Moshe does have a tshuva where he says like that, you'll find the Sidurim, which are Meduyuk, most of the Sidurim which are Meduyuk, historically have found that the correct nusach is Geshem, and therefore many people do say Geshem, and if the person has a minute to say Geshem, that's definitely appropriate. If the person has a minute to say Goshem, I would not recommend that he changes it, considering the fact that Rav Moshe posits that is the correct nusach, and that was done historically. How that fits with some of the Sidurim which are presented historically is a good question. I do not know the answer to that. Okay. Simon Dalad. So this that we start by Pesach, we only start the change to stop saying Murid HaGoshem, Mashiach Murid HaGoshem or Murid HaGeshem by Mincha, and we still say it in the silent Shemini Esrei of Musaf, but on Shemini Atzeres we already change from not saying it to saying it by Musaf, is because the rule is also Lahaski HaGeshem Atzeyachras HaShatz Kadam HaTvila Mashiv HaRuch Umarid HaGeshem. Somebody has to announce that we're going to say Geshem, and that's when you start. Until the announcement is made, we do not change. So by Shemini Atzeres, before the silent Shemini Esrei, the Gabbai will give the Shatz will announce Mashiv HaRuch Umarid HaGeshem. Thereby everybody starting it. By Pesach, what you would have to announce is for those who have a minute to say Tal, Murid Hatal, so they would announce Murid Hatal. For those who do not have the minute to say Murid Hatal, you would have to announce stop saying Murid HaGoshem, because there's nothing else to announce. We don't say stop saying something, because that sounds like we're not being makritoiv. So Pesach time, we can't make that announcement, so therefore we continue with saying Mashiv HaRuch Umarid HaGeshem, until the Shatz and his Chazara says Tfilas HaTal, and that thereby declares we're no longer saying Geshem. So that's the difference between Pesach and Shemini Atzeres. Now, the Chayyotim points out that some places, mistakenly, when the person makes the announcement, he announces Mashiv HaRuch on Shemini Atzeres. Well, that doesn't help us, because the point is not the Mashiv HaRuch part, the point is the Murid HaGeshem part. So the Gabbai who's announcing has to make sure he announces Mashiv HaRuch and Murid HaGeshem, or even Murid HaGeshem, because the Ruch is not the issue. They just announced those two words, Mashiv HaRuch. Shazelo Nikra Hakroza Haskor, it's not called announcing it. Some people say Mashiv HaRuch the whole year. If for whatever reason the Gabbai forgot to announce Mashiv HaRuch Umarid HaGeshem, so the Tzibur continues to say, not to say it, because it wasn't announced yet. So the Tzibur will not say it in their Silent Shemoneh Esrei. And when the Chazan does Chazor HaShatz and he says Tfilas Geshem, so now Geshem has been announced. Venerally, so the Chayyotim, what about the following? Shim Omar, Echad, B'kol Ram, B'tot Tfilas, Murid HaGeshem, Afsha, Osu, La'asus, Kein, Shreel HaShom, Min HaShatz, somebody incorrectly so said Murid HaGeshem, because you're not supposed to say it. It wasn't announced. You're not supposed to say it, but he did say it, and he said it loudly. So he just announced it to everybody else. So everybody else who's holding behind him, and they have not gotten to that phrase yet, would then be able to say it. So this person goes ahead. That so we would follow this person's lead. Now this opinion of the Chayyadim is not accepted according to everybody. The Magen Avraham and the Bach seem to say not like that, and the Bir Halacha seems to say not like that. And he says, you know, he at least raises the question that this Chayyadim is going against the Bach and the Magen Avraham. And he discusses whether it's accepted. The final halacha seems to be that this opinion of the Chayyadim is accepted, and if somebody incorrectly so would announce Merid HaGeshem in his silent Shemoneh Esrei out loud, so he's doing two things wrong. A, he's davening out loud, and B, he's saying Merid HaGeshem. But even so, once he did it, it's considered a hachraza, and the rest of the tzibur can follow suit and say Merid HaGeshem. Have a good day.